This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Japan is on the brink of a state of emergency as the rate of coronavirus infections continues to increase in the country. A top government spokesman said Wednesday controlling the virus was a top priority and that the government would do whatever is needed to minimize the economic impact after a nationwide poll showed a pessimistic turn in sentiment among manufacturers because of the virus. As of Tuesday, Tokyo recorded more than 70 new coronavirus infections, its highest tally in a single day, as pressure mounted on the prime minister to order a lockdown. Vietnam is the latest country to go into a nationwide lockdown because of the coronavirus. The 15-day period starts Wednesday, with officials telling people to avoid gatherings in groups of three or more. At the start of the lockdown, there were 212 confirmed cases in Vietnam and no deaths, and authorities want to keep it there. The White House Task Force said the United States should be prepared to see upwards of 240,000 deaths from the COVID-19 coronavirus over the next 2 months, even if Americans continue to keep their distance from each other. The group says peak number of deaths will come over the next 2 to 3 weeks. More than 187,000 people in the United States have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Total deaths in the country from the disease has exceeded 3,800, about one-fourth of those in New York City. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From our remote location here in the Washington area, this is VOA News. The IRS and the Treasury Department says Americans will start receiving their economic impact checks in the next 3 weeks. The payments are part of the $2.2 trillion rescue package signed into law last week by President Trump, aimed at combating the economic ravages of the coronavirus outbreak. Quarantined Brazilians bang pots and pans in their houses to protest against President Bolsonaro as his speech on the coronavirus was broadcast on national television Tuesday night. It marked the 15th night of noisy protests against the far-right leader. Bolsonaro is one of few world leaders who has insisted the virus itself will cause less harm than shutting down the economy. His defiance has won him vocal backing from supporters both on social media and in several cities where demonstrators are demanding life return to normal. Yet his attitude has also been rejected by mayors, state governors, and judges who have already implemented far-reaching measures such as closing off entire states and cities and keeping just basic services running. Even some members of Bolsonaro's own administration have insisted on broad lockdown measures running contrary to his statements. A Taliban delegation arrived in Kabul to monitor the long-delayed release of their 5,000 detainees under a prisoner swap with the Afghan government brokered by the United States. This is the first time representatives of the Islamist insurgency have visited the Afghan capital since a U.S.-led military invasion of the country ousted the Taliban from power nearly 19 years ago. The prisoner exchange, which requires the insurgent group to free about 1,000 detainees, is supposed to lay the ground for peace negotiations between Afghan parties to the conflict. The crucial peacekeeping building steps are outlined in the February agreement that Washington signed with the Taliban and Qatar, which aims to promote a negotiated end to years of the deadly Afghan war. The Trump administration announced Tuesday it was cutting tough automobile mileage standards established by the Obama administration designed to reduce tailpipe emissions and fight climate change. Trump administration argues relaxing mileage standards will save automakers money and make vehicles cheaper for Americans to buy, but opponents say Americans will spend far more on fuel they will save than they will save on new cars. For more news, voanews.com. From our remote location, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.